So let's do a quick meditation where we engage the masculine and feminine parts of ourselves. So I invite you to close your eyes and take a breath in through the nose and softly out through the mouth. And start to visualize an energy coming towards you that is feminine, soft, gentle, loving, compassionate, beautiful energy coming towards you. And it just stands in the peripheral of your energy field right now. And now I invite you to feel and sense and visualize a male energy coming towards you. And it is a beautiful, strong energy where it has courage and strength and protection and support at that very same time as being strong. And now, as you see these two energies before you, invite them to come into your energy field and merge with you. Two distinct energies that remain that way, and they're merging into your energy field so that when you are called forth in the world to be strong and protective, you can do that. And when you are called forth in the world to be soft and gentle and compassionate, you can do that too. For it is to be in a state of balance where we can really be empowered to know when to move forward in the world and when to retreat and rest and relax. And with this focus on our divine feminine and divine masculine, let us now hear from Kryon, who is genderless.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth week of a theme. The theme we have called Messages from an Angel. You might even say by now, messages from four angels. For when we get to that place, if you want to call it that, where you're seated in that chair that we have talked about now for three other weeks, you're not aware of an entity or a who. You're not aware of whether or not this is the same angel. That's all very linear, and we have told before, so many of you, if this is the first time you've been hearing this, imagine sitting before a magnificent, splendorous energy that is not three dimensions, that is so spectacular in its energy you can't even stand up. It makes your knees wobble somehow to be around that much divinity. Imagine being in the presence of that kind of energy. And then whether you hear it in your ears or inside every cell or in your brain, and it speaks to you in a language that's perfect for you. And the first thing it says is, "Don't be afraid, for I love you." It melts your heart. Could an energy like this be personal? Or is it from on high and you have to grovel at its feet? Could an energy like this actually be genderless? And the answer is, it always has been. On this planet, in linearity, you always assign a gender to everything you see. In many languages, as you know, all nouns have a gender. And so this is very common when you feel something or see something. It's a he or it's a she. What if there wasn't one when it comes to divinity? Completely and totally both, if you want to say that. As been mentioned even here in this meditation, the strength that you'd expect from a male, the softness you'd expect from a female. And this then becomes the one that speaks to you. In this, you might call an exercise or a guided meditation that we have been doing now for 3 weeks. Although we enhance this in the circle of 12, this is a complete channel. And this will be the fourth angel, if you've been following along, that you will meet. Do you remember what the others taught? Now, this is a question that might not be fully answerable, because you might scratch your head and you say, well, I don't really recall being taught anything in a classic teaching scenario, and you'd be right. What happened instead was cognizing an energy of truth. Not a teaching on a piece of paper that you had to then remember or know, but cognizing a basic truth from the energy that was given to you that was undeniable, that was intuitive, that was self-evident. When you're in that space, dear ones, in front of an energy like that, melding with an angelic presence, there's no teaching. There's simply feeling. You don't teach love, do you? You feel love. Sometimes love takes a long time to feel. Sometimes you think you know what love is, only to find out in your own linear life that 20 or 30 years later, you discover what it really is. You might say it's a maturing of your cognizing of an energy that's divine. This angel today, in the circle of 12, will take you there, but right now in this particular channel, we'll just tell you what it is. There is a teaching, if you want to call it that, a premise, if you want to call it that. But truly, it is a cognizing of a basic truth that requires that you might have to reframe everything you've learned. What is this angel? You might remember that the first one had a beautiful, beautiful message, a cognizing of energy of who you were. You might remember the second one had a very unusual message, never given truly before, about your inner child. You might remember that the third one had an unusual message, perhaps never given before, about the true way you might talk to even your cells in your body for healing. And now here is number four. Number four we'll call the futurist angel. And this particular angel, as you sit there, has a message that you should hear. First, I want to take you there. What is normally reserved for the circle of 12, I give you here now in this channel. You sit in a space, in a chair, in a place that you have gone to on purpose. And that means that you have given intent and willingness and openness to be there. Now, in the first channel, in the first circle of 12, which is available to all of you, Kryon called it catching the ball. That was a metaphor, a reference to what is sent to you in beautiful kindness and compassion and perhaps even healing. It's almost like a ball that is thrown, and that ball has beautiful energy on it. But if you sit there waiting for something and someone to do something for you, or you don't believe you're worthy of any of it, or you don't even deserve it, you won't even see the ball coming. This is another one of those. I want you to catch a ball. It's a ball of energetic information that is critical for you to know. How long do you have on earth? Every single one of you will take a last breath. When will it be, you might ask? When you talk to spiritual leaders, they will have all manner of ideas. Some will have doctrines, and they will say that all life of every single human being is predestined. In other words, only God knows when your last breath will be taken. But there would seem to be some kind of plan involved, that someone on the other side of the void, on the other side of the veil, has a voice that says, well, here's when it's going to happen. No, this angel is going to come to you in a beautiful way, and you're not going to hear a voice. You're going to hear a truth in every cell of your body. And that truth you're going to hear may be whispered to you. And here is the truth. And maybe it's a new truth. Maybe you're going to have to reframe what you've always been told. And here it is. You are in control of how long you stay. Did you hear that? That should go into every cell of your body. And you should know that there is no angel of death standing there with a date. There is no one on the other side that knows what the future is from decisions you might make that might keep you here or not. The human being is in full control over how long they live. And that goes for those who would believe that they have terminal issues. They've been told certain kinds of things from the medical. You have control of how long you're here, dear ones. That ought to give you a whole nother idea of who you are. Who you are. Catch that ball that's thrown to you. And this is the ball of self-worth and truth. The futurist angel is sitting there telling you something very important. You're in control of all of it. All of it. No matter what anyone tells you. Anyone. It's you. This goes into that, which is the messages from four angels. Some of the most critical things a human should know about who they are in this new energy. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.